You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Breaking apartment news. The champion people, you know, the people with the good apartments, bring you River Park of Dublin with this amazing deal.
No rent until 2026. Live in one of the coolest places in the city, right by Bridge Park, and you will not pay rent until next year.
I don't believe it.
I lie a lot, but not about this.
River Park of Dublin. Great location, great amenities, and now a great special. Okay, now go to livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
How can a clam cram a... How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? I'm ready. What it is, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Hello. If you are new, welcome to the podcast. We're going to have some silly fun. That's what it's all about. You know it. And if you are a returning listener, thank God you came back. So here's the thing. I've been wanting to share this for a while, but I wasn't even sure if I could. But not even that. I think that I put it in my head because I have such imposter syndrome. Whenever good things happen to me, I feel like I don't deserve them. And these can be things that I really want. And then when I get them, I feel like, what? I don't think I deserve to be here. And I'm constantly comparing myself to other people, which is not a good idea. Hello, comparison is indeed the thief of what? Joy. Okay. And I continue to do that. I definitely need therapy because I feel like every time something good happens to me, either I feel I don't deserve it or I feel like it's going to be taken away somehow. I'm just ready for the other shoe to drop. It's like, it's such a negative way of thinking. And I'm trying to get out of that, but it is a process. Now, I may need therapy, but that is expensive. So I won't get a chance to do that anytime soon. well, you know, but hey, ChatGPT and Gemini seem to know me pretty well. So AI therapy, let's get to that. So anyways, I have the opportunity to be a part of a podcasting network. I don't even know if I can... Can I even say? I think I can. I have the opportunity to be a part of the Pioneer Podcasting Network. And this network belongs to my boss, Bert Weiss, you know. And as the Bert Show is indeed, oh man, it's going off the air, which is like, but he's given me the opportunity to put my podcast on his network. There are other employees that are involved that think that I think that my podcast, this, would do well on their network. And we're doing a pilot series to see how things roll. So if you are listening to this right now, Pioneer is judging this to see if I am a good fit. So I need you guys to extra listen super hard. Because I've been making content since like 2013 and this podcast in 2018. And I've always been considered a small creator. I've put out thousands and thousands and thousands of, I would dare say, hours of content out there. And I still feel like a small creator because for as long as I've been doing this, my views and the listens of the podcast, my views and my YouTube video, it doesn't match. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm biased because I'm the one doing all the work, but it doesn't feel like it matches all the hard work that I've done. And I just, my dream is to make content and to make people laugh and also be able to pay my bills doing that. I don't want to be rich. I don't even want to be famous. I want to do something I enjoy and get paid doing that. Who doesn't want that? That is my idea of success, you know, and not having debt. And so far, I'm doing good on that part. So that's good. And I do have this opportunity to be a part of Pioneer. I don't know how it all works or what I need to do. And this is all new to me, being a part of something so large. It's large to me. I've never, you know, done anything like this before. So, and I find myself wishing that my mom was here. For those of you who don't know this, my mother passed away of ovarian cancer in 2023, October, actually. So this month is always hard for me. And I wish I could ask for her guidance and get a big mom hug and, you know, the things that moms do. I'm sorry. It's the small things, the big things, the little things, the whatever, it's everything. Reminds you of the people that just aren't here. Anyways, let's get on with this. Sometimes things tend to get a little bit real here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. My bad. But you know what? We are going to get back to the silly. I just wish that my mom was here to see where things are going so I could reach out to her for her advice and, you know, and her love and things like that. And I know those of you listening are probably like, well, you know, she's always here with you. And I understand that. And I appreciate the sentiment. But I feel like you know exactly what I mean. Like, I wish she was here. You know what I mean? So, she's been here for a lot of amazing opportunities and things that I've experienced in my life and the good parts and the bad parts, you know. And she was there when I was researching all these episodes in the past that I did on this podcast. Oh, and speaking of which, I wanted to shout out some of my older Halloween-ish episodes that I think you guys would enjoy if you are new to the podcast. There are over 300 episodes that you may have not even seen yet. And one of them I want to go ahead and shout out is the Urban Legends That Are True episode. Urban Legends That Are True episode. And this was back in 2019. Okay, but it was a good one. Also, you might want to check out Horror Movies That Were Inspired by True Events Part 1 and 2. And that came out in 2020. So make sure you guys go ahead and check out those episodes because they were a lot of work. And the content is very creepy and very interesting. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. That is indeed the best way to do so. And if you're listening on Spotify, you can leave comments down below. And if you're watching on YouTube, you already know you can leave comments down below as well. A new Have You Heard About next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Y'all got me crying and shit. Damn, let's do something funny. Go roll the next thing. Goodness. Have you heard about the kid who went on a DoorDash spree? Little man legit asked to borrow his mom's phone and just went ham ordering all types of food. All right, so I came across this on the Instagram page at Inside History. And it says here in the caption, a mischievous kid went on a fast food spree after his mom let him borrow her phone to play games since his iPad was broken. So instead of sticking to games, he DoorDashed $36.74 worth of McDonald's and $20.13 worth of Popeyes all for himself. Burgers, fries, nuggets, chicken sandwiches, you name it. By the time his mom noticed the delivery bags piling up at the door, it was too late. The kid was already mid-bite. Fam. Yo, if DoorDash was a thing when I was a kid and I pulled this off, oh my God, my mom would have had my ass. Ain't no way. All right, y'all got to hear that. There is actually some audio of this, because not only did mom catch him, but mom recorded everything that happened and put it on social media. So let's go ahead and take a little listen, shall we?
So his first order has arrived. Let's see what he ordered. The McDonald's that you ordered is here. Come eat your food. I'm just in disbelief right now. I'm just really in disbelief. Because first of all, what... On my dime, though, this is my money spent. Mine. This is crazy. Like, this is motherfucking... And I hope you sit here and eat all of this, because I'm not even hungry. He about to eat all 40 nuggets, all 4 burgers, all 4 large fries. I don't see no drinks. Oh, my goodness. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Now his other order is here. The rest of your food is here now. Okay, and from Popeyes, he got him a 6-piece order of biscuits, a small mashed potato, and a small red beans and rice. And this all cost me $20. He gave the DoorDash tipper, I believe, a $3 tip. The one from McDonald's, they got a $5 tip. This is just crazy. Like I said, I just woke up from a nap. I really can't do nothing else but just smoke and go back to sleep, because this is crazy. It's like, it's not stopping.
She said, smoke and go back to sleep. Yo, fam, that is crazy. And the crazy thing is, he didn't even order no chicken from Popeyes. I have such a problem with that. That's a lot of potatoes. He got 4 large fries and some mashed potatoes with gravy. Ain't no way. And this was me and my mom, especially in her prime. There is no way that she would have given me the food to teach me some sort of lesson. She would have eaten that right there in front of me. She would have given some to my dad, I'm sure. If we had any house guests, they would have had some. And she would have eaten that while enjoying an episode of Ally McBeal or some shit. Okay. And then tell me to go to the kitchen and make a sandwich. And then I would have got ass whooping too. Yep. You don't steal in the Jones household. They are against that. This child ordered like $50 worth of food. Yo, fam, I want to know what was said when that phone was off. I want to know what was said when she wasn't recording. That's what I want to know, because I guarantee. Damn, y'all gonna learn. Listen, next on, we're gonna move on. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast, I am going to share with you the history of trick-or-treating. I actually asked my dad the other day. I said, hey, man, did you go trick-or-treating when you were a kid? And he was like, yeah. And then that made me think, well, how long has trick-or-treating been like a thing? When did that start? So I decided to go ahead and do a little bit of research, and that's what's coming up next. Have you ever stopped to think about how weird trick-or-treating is? I want you to think about this for just a second. Once a year, we have all somehow collectively agreed that it's okay to send out our children in disguises out into the night to knock on strangers' doors and receive candy from them. And we never really questioned it until, like, what was it, like the 80s or the 90s, when all of a sudden there were like razor blades and apples or something like that. Even then, after that, we're like, well, just check the candy, but still go knock on strangers' doors. Growing up in the 90s was awesome. The crazy thing is, if we did that on any other night besides like Halloween, it would be considered weird. Give me candy. Ma'am, it is May 21st. Why are you at my door? I decided to look up some history about trick-or-treating because I like that kind of thing. And 'tis the Halloween season. Might as well have a good time with it. You know what I mean? So over about 2,000 years ago, the Celts were celebrating Samhain, and I think I'm saying this right, and it's basically the ancient version of Halloween, where they believe that the dead could cross over for like one night. All right, so the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, it's pronounced Sohin, I think that's how you say it. Anyways, it was celebrated on October 31st, which is indeed Halloween. And so to keep ghosts from bothering them, they would dress up like monsters, you know? And so what they would do is they would leave food outside their doors as peace offerings. So in a way, the first treats were bribes for ghosts, when you think about it. And that was like 2,000 years ago. I think that's kind of like the ancient beginnings of it. So then we go into like the medieval influence of it all, okay? And we all love medieval stuff. We should do an episode about like medieval tortures and stuff. Ooh, yeah, it's gory and gross. Okay. So then at this point, trick-or-treating was kind of like a spiritual DoorDash when you think about it. Hey, there's a callback to the previous segment. So the All Souls Day, the spiritual DoorDash, that was on November 2nd. This is when the poor would go souling, S-O-U-L-I-N-G, and they would go visiting homes to ask for soul cakes in exchange for prayers for the dead. So in Scotland and in Ireland, children began guising, and this is actually another form, another way of saying disguising, dressing in costumes and performing tricks and songs or jokes in exchange for food or coins. So there are different reasons as to why people were dressed up and knocking on some doors, and somehow it became trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. If you don't, I don't care. What is it? I'll smell your underwear. What is it? I'll take your underwear. I don't remember the end of that. Okay. I don't remember. Something about underwear, dude. Now we're going to go ahead and cross the Atlantic in early America. So when Irish and Scottish immigrants came to North America in the 19th century, they brought these traditions with them. So Halloween itself remains more of a community event with like parties and games and storytelling, but not quite the door-to-door candy hunt that we know today. It wasn't until like the 1920s and 30s that we got the phrase trick or treat. Also, the trick or treat phrase came in the same around the same time in Canada too. So kids would show up at the door, say the line, and if you didn't cough up a treat, they might pull a prank on you. So it was like all fun and good games at some point, but you know, there's always a chance things go too far if you end up getting pranked. So Americans were like, you know what? Let's just give them candy. That'll solve all the issues. Let's just give all these obese children candy. By the 1950s, we are talking post-war suburban growth and, of course, the baby boom. I mean, babies were popping out like crazy. So by that time, trick-or-treating became super like mainstream. And of course, the candy companies decided to jump on board, and individually wrapped treats became the norm. I gotta tell you, man, capitalism always finds a way to get involved. And before you know it, Halloween itself turned into a national sugar rush holiday. Supposedly, the tricks went out and the treats came in. At this point, now dentists can most likely afford vacation homes, or at least they could have before this economy. Huh. The one thing that tend to really kind of cement this quote-unquote Halloween culture of trick-or-treating, the one thing that kind of cemented all of this is pop culture. Once pop culture gets involved, it's a thing. Beyoncé could literally drop an album about the number two pencil and it'll fly off the shelves, period, point blank. That's how it works. So when TV shows and comic books and movies in the mid-20th century began to get involved, they helped make trick-or-treating the Halloween staple that it is today. And today, it is a multi-billion dollar tradition. So the next time you see a kid in a Spider-Man costume with a pillowcase full of Snickers and chocolate, remember that right there, that is 2,000 years of history right there in front of you. We went from scaring off spirits to begging for candy corn. This is crazy. That was a horrible joke. I hate candy corn. Next on the Professionally Silly podcast, I asked ChatGPT to write a terrifying story. We have ourselves a cold read for a spooky season coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly podcast. As I've mentioned many times before, I was a theater major in college. Once a theater major, always a theater major. I have a degree in performance arts and I loved every moment of it. I miss college. I really do. Well, I don't miss the classes. I just miss the youth and the fun things that happened around that time. I don't care about school. So I asked ChatGPT to create a scary story for us, and I am looking forward to it. Now, I have not read this yet, so this should be a lot of fun. I plan on, if I can, while editing this, I'm going to put in some sound effects and whatnot. I'm not going to go too crazy because editing that it's a pain in the ass. But in the future, if this does well, we'll do more things. Speaking of which, if you have not heard the Feed the Pig episode that I did a while back here on this podcast, check it out. It was so much fun. If you want a scary read that's also interrupted by light comedy by yours truly, go ahead and check out the Feed the Pig episode. It's a lot of fun. I might have to do a live reading of that someday. For a live stream, because that was a lot of fun to do. All right, so the ChatGPT actually entitled this The Podcast in the Dark. Ooh, I like it. Of course, they named the bitch Jenna. I don't know, it just seems like a white-ass name. The main character's name is Jenna. I'm going to change the character's name to Sharquina. Is that The Podcast in the Dark? Jenna loved scary podcasts. The darker the story, the better. One stormy night, she curled up on the couch, lights off, earbuds in, and pressed play on the new episode called Voices in the Walls. The host's voice was low and steady.
Some people say when you listen too closely to a ghost story, the story starts listening back.
Jenna smirked. Nice touch. But a few minutes in, she froze. It came from behind her. Not from the podcast, from the kitchen. She pulled out one earbud. Silence. She waited, told herself it was the ice maker, and put the earbud back in. The host continued.
If you hear a noise behind you while you listen, don't turn around. It only wants to be seen.
Right then. Louder this time. Closer. Jenna's breath quickened. She paused the episode. Hello? No answer. Just a faint squeak of something moving on the hardwood floor. Her heart hammered as she reached for her phone flashlight. The beam cut through the dark. The back door was slightly open. She was sure she locked it. The light flickered over the doorway. Just as a shadow shifted, a tall shape stepped inside. She dropped her phone and screamed,
"Wait! Wait! Jenna, it's just me!"
Her flashlight rolled across the floor, landing on her next-door neighbor, Mr. Collins, drenched from the rain, holding a single shoe.
I locked myself out again, he stammered.
Your back porch light was on. I thought maybe you had that spare key that I gave you last spring? Jenna stared, still shaking.
You could have knocked.
He shrugged sheepishly.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
Jenna sighed.
Well, it's too late for that. Scared the crap out of me. You almost became the next episode.
I gotta tell you, that was not too bad. I did not give ChatGPT that much of a prompt. And for what I gave it, that was actually very good. You know what I mean? So I think if you give ChatGPT a little bit more detail and then you kind of put your own kind of twist and creativity into it, you can write some really interesting short stories. You know what I mean? So I kind of enjoyed that. We should do this again. Now, that will be some interesting content right there. I love a cold read. You guys know I do. We actually have a caller who left us a message to get it off their chest. I have not heard this one yet, so this should be interesting. Let's just go ahead and play it, shall we?
Hello, Amber. You said that we can call and vent, and so I don't know if this is funny or not, probably not, but I'm calling because, and if people don't get themselves together by the end of this year, in 2026, I am going to be the new Cat Williams. I am going to be exposing people. I'm going to be telling secrets because I've been holding people's secrets, and I shouldn't because they are wrong, and somebody needs to know because they need to stop making more victims by doing diabolical things, by being selfish, by thinking they're strategically smarter than everybody else, but really they're using people and they're misusing people. So I'm going to be showing receipts. I'm going to be showing text messages and videos. Y'all better get y'all stuff together. So send in the apologies. If you owe me some money, you better pay up. If you owe me an apology, you better say it, because I'm exposing you to the world. No more of these people going to keep thinking that you're a good person when you really are a terrible person. You're a snake. They're going to see it because I'm going to tell them, and they're going to believe me because I have the receipts. Thank you, Amber. I appreciate all you do. You are amazing. You are funny. I follow you. I rock with you. And I support you. But tell them people to get themselves together, because we're not going to be out here keeping their secrets and not saying anything. I'm not going to be that person turning the other cheek. The next time I turn the cheek, it's going to be a butt cheek.
Yo, fam, she has spoken. She has spoken. She has had enough of y'all's, of your tomfoolery and your bullshit. And she told me to tell y'all, y'all better get your shit together, because whoever this is coming for you. And remind me not to piss you off. Shit. I love this. I love this so much. And also, love, thank you so much for listening. I am so appreciative that of the kind things that you said. Moments like this, someone threatening to expose everybody. No, it's moments like that when people say such kind things about my content and my character. It makes me feel like maybe I do deserve to be where I'm at. Because literally, I was just talking about earlier in this episode that I just feel like, I don't know, like I don't deserve good things. I don't know. I know I deserve good things. I don't know what it is. Maybe I feel, I don't know. I really don't know what it is. If you guys have any idea what the fuck, please let me know, because I'm trying to figure this out. And people think, you know, a lot of kids think, oh, when you grow up, you're just going to figure it out. That's wrong as shit. I still feel like I'm 16, and I'm definitely, my knees are not for sure. And neither are these titties, because they are at least 82. Guys, if you want to vent and leave, if you want to vent and get something off your chest, do exactly what this person did. Hit me up, 805-664-1828. Call me, leave a message, get it off your chest. Queen, be safe out there, and set some boundaries, it sound like. Set some boundaries. Yo, it's time for our POC Excellence segment. Now, if you are new here, the POC Excellence segment is where I like to give flowers to people of color who have done some amazing and inspiring things. That's coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Let me ask. Let me see what you're gonna give me. Ooh-wee. Okay, I'm going to put this right here, even though that's not what it is, but whatever. All right, it's there. Ladies and gentlemen, I like to end my podcast on a positive note. Sometimes I tend to get a little emotional, like I did in the beginning. I'm sorry about that. I hate crying in front of people, or I guess in front of your ears and or face if you're watching this on YouTube. But I think there's just a lot of just horrible things going on in the world. And anytime something positive is going on, and if it comes across me and my algorithm, I'm going to share it with you, especially when it's done by people of color, because let's be honest, a lot of the wonderful things that we do are not shared. So I want to share it. No idea why I'm talking like a robot. Okay, moving on here. This is coming from the Instagram page at Millionaire's Tutor. This is so interesting. So the tagline that got me was, it says here, a Kenyan science teacher who helped donate most of his salary to help poor students won the $1 million Global Teacher Prize, beating 1,000 nominees from 179 countries. And this is so dope. Now, apparently this was posted back in February of this year, but I am just now coming across it, and it is dope. So let's go ahead and take a look at this caption here. In 2019, Peter Tabishi, I think that's how you say his name, a 36-year-old science teacher and Franciscan friar from Kenya, was honored with the $1 million Global Teacher Prize. That sounds amazing already. Before we even get into the rest of this, I am already impressed. It says here, teaching at, I think it's Kiriko Mixed Day Secondary School in Panwi, in Pani Village, I think is how you say that, located in Kenya's Rift Valley, Tabichi donates 80% of his salary to support his students, many of whom come from impoverished backgrounds. Despite facing challenges such as limited resources, his school has only one computer for over 400 students and a student-teacher ratio of 58 to 1. Tabichi's dedication has led to remarkable achievements. He established a talent nurturing club and expanded the science club, resulting in 60% of his students qualifying for national competitions. Notably, his students developed a device to assist the visually and hearing impaired in measuring objects, earning national recognition. Color me impressed once again. Holy crap, that is amazing. Tabichi's commitment extends beyond academics. He offers personal tuition to struggling students and engages with their families to address challenges. His efforts have led to increased school enrollment and significant reduction in disciplinary cases. In 2018, 26 students advanced to university and college, a substantial increase from the previous year. So I have to say, we definitely need to give our flowers to Peter Tabichi from Kenya. He is kicking so much educational ass. And I mean that in a good way. That came out really weird, but I feel like y'all know what I'm saying. I feel like you know me well enough at this point. Like I said, I love to end on a good note. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, fam, do not let your children borrow your phone. They will go crazy. Professionally silly life rules. First of all, shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Okay. I really do appreciate you guys joining me every week. And if you are new here, I hope that you decide to come on back and join in on the silly. I like to teach you some things, creep you out, and also have a little fun with you as well. That also sounded weird, so I'm going to go ahead and say that's what she said. Make sure you guys are subscribed to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. And if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I can definitely use a 5-star and or written review, especially if they are positive. I can use as many of those as possible, especially now. I can definitely use those. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe, click that thumbs up button, and make sure that you are commenting down below. I have a question for you guys. When you were trick-or-treating as a kid, what is that one candy that you really hoped that you were going to get lots of when you were knocking on strangers' doors? Let me know down below in the comment section. Make sure you go ahead and check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly and the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. And if you have any ideas for listener submissions, you can always email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can go ahead and send me a text or voicemail 805-664-1828. And don't forget, you can use that number as well to vent and get things off your chest. Yeah. That's always fun. Down in the show notes or the description box, whatever you're viewing this on, you can check out my link tree and you can find all of my most used social medias, my TikTok, my Instagram, my Facebook, both of my YouTube channels, and of course my Cameo, because your girl's trying to make some money. Hit me up at Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones. My P.O. Box is down there too. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia. 30250. Once again, it's your Audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. I don't really understand why people are so afraid of aliens. They actually might be the only thing that can save us. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time you decide to join in, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. I feel like breaking into my house, you know, while I'm listening to a scary podcast. I would rather you just interrupt me. I don't know. Also, I want to go ahead and give a shout out to horror movies inspired by two events. Let me see. What you gonna give me? Ooh-wee. Okay, I'm gonna put this right here, even though that's not what it is, but whatever. All right, it's there. Like once a year, we all collectively agree that it's 100% normal to send our children to, in the night, disguised as strangers. No, wait. Okay, like once a year, we have all collectively agreed. And then the one, and this network belongs to my boss, Bert Weiss. He shrugs sheepishly.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Get your shopping done right this holiday season with Big Air Columbus. Right now, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get a free pair of holiday grip socks, plus a 1.5 hour pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your holiday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.
Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at franklincrisiscare.org.